This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why science communication is science itself. When scientists stop hiding behind data. What happened? Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, published a piece arguing that communicating science is not a soft skill bolted onto research. It is core to the scientific process itself. The argument is simple: science that nobody understands does not function. Getting findings out of the lab and into the public conversation is part of the job, not an optional extra. The communication angle. Picture a researcher who has spent 4 years proving that a vaccine platform works. The data is airtight. The methodology is sound. She presents it at a conference, and the room nods politely. 6 months later, a podcaster with no credentials explains the same topic in 12 minutes and moves public opinion more than her entire career has. That is not a science problem. That is a communication problem. Gavi's position cuts through a lie that the scientific community has told itself for decades, that rigor speaks for itself. It does not. Never has. The most precise study in the world, buried in language that only 15 people on Earth can pass, accomplishes nothing. The idea that doing good work is enough is a comfort story scientists tell themselves to avoid the uncomfortable work of actually talking to people. Here is what real science communication looks like, done well. It starts with audience first, not findings first. You do not lead with methodology. You lead with stakes. What does this mean for the person listening? What changes in their life because this research exists? That question has to be answered in the first 30 seconds, or you have already lost them. The best science communicators, figures like Carl Sagan or more recently Atul Gawand, understood that wonder and clarity are not opposites. You can be precise and compelling at the same time. The second thing great science communication does is own uncertainty without hiding behind it. Saying the data suggests 11 times in a presentation is not honesty. It is cowardice dressed up as rigor. Audiences do not need false certainty, but they do need a clear signal. Tell people what you know, what you do not know, and what you think. Those are three distinct categories. Keep them separate and say them plainly. Gavi is essentially calling on scientists to become storytellers without abandoning their standards. That is the right call. The narrative hook, the concrete example, the human consequence, these are not tricks or dumbing down. They are the machinery of attention. And without attention, there is no communication at all. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on speaking to mixed audiences gives you a framework for translating complex information without losing accuracy, specifically the technique of leading with consequence before context so that your listener has a reason to follow you into the difficult details. The takeaway. Before your next presentation of research or technical findings, write out one sentence that answers this question from your audience's perspective. Why should I care about this today? Not why it matters to science. Not why it was hard to produce. Why it matters to the specific person sitting in front of you. Write that sentence first. Build the rest around it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.